There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours on the program, Brad Powers, 1 hour from right now. He has a lot of bets going on this week in college football. We'll find out what he still likes today. Nigel Seeley, 90 minutes. Had a great World Cup here on this network and on this show. The lower leagues are back, and he's got a couple of bets for this week. Mike Pritchard on the program, former NFL player. We'll find out about playing in wind games and cold weather games from Pritch. What did he hate the most when he was a player? And Paul Charchi in Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, a little bit on tonight's game, but also a very important week in fantasy with the playoffs upon us now. How are you doing today?
Good. You?
Good.
All right.
Not too bad. Yeah.
Things good. Thanks to Chris McCarthy from Boston for the gift. He sent in the dessert. So thanks for that.
Uh-huh.
Happy holidays, everyone. If you want to send us gifts, you can send them to
Circa Resort
Circa Resorts, 8 Fremont Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. Yep. And let's have a happy holidays here.
There you go.
Thanks to everyone who watches. And he says he hasn't missed a show since January of 2020.
Yeah, it's pretty,
I owe you a gift,
yeah,
Chris.
No kidding. That's
thank you.
Is that coming up on 3 years? Oh, my God.
Todd, that's ridiculous. Impressive.
We have a, you know, Paul, when you look back at the NFL schedule release, you would have looked at the primetime games. You know, you go over the Sunday, the Monday nighters, the Thursday nighters, and when you looked at this one back in May, you're like, oh my God, yeah, it's the holiday season. You know, we'll have plans, and yippee-ki-yay, it's the Jags and the Jets. It's a pretty damn big game. I mean, and now the Jets are favored by 2.5 at most books. I did actually see a 2.5 out there as well. So are you on this side? Are you surprised the Jets here with Zach Wilson are taking money against a red-hot Jags team?
Well, Lawrence was limited in practice and listed as questionable. That could be one reason. The other thing is the Jets know the season's on the line. To answer your question, I agree with the move, and I like the Jets. Season's on the line. I know it's hard to back Zach Wilson. But remember, it's supposed to be cold, but it's supposed to rain throughout the game.
It is.
Lawrence was horrendous in the rain against Philadelphia. What do you have, 4 turnovers in that game?
Remember,
5 turnovers? He was pathetic.
They got out to a fluky 14-0 lead, and that thing evaporated before you could blink.
Yeah, I believe there was a pick six.
There was
something bizarre happened in that game. So, and even all the Jets players are saying it too, that they got to have this game, and it's must win, and the season is on the line. And then Jacksonville knows they can stumble. That's okay. They close with Tennessee, and then they get the good news yesterday that Tannehill's likely done for the year. So Tennessee's got the tough game against Houston. Every game's going to be tough with Willis. And then they play Dallas on that Thursday night. So Jacksonville's probably thinking the division will be on the line. week 18 at home, and we just punked them in their place.
Yeah, I'll tell you who is loving life right now. It's people who have Jacksonville future tickets, and I'm not even to win their division. I'm talking beyond that because I know people who have them to win the AFC and maybe even the Super Bowl as well. And this is from...
And I should have been one of them.
In the offseason.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going back a month ago when Tennessee was minus 1,800.
Oh, sure.
Because I love Tennessee and bet Tennessee to win the division once it appeared the Colts were awful.
I mean, if you win this game tonight, you are absolutely cooking if you're Jacksonville. And then just pretend for a second with the AFC standings, if this team gets a home game and hosting, what they can host maybe the Ravens in the 4-5.
Right. Already beat them. Yep.
Let's say it's another.
Played Kansas City tough on the road.
They did.
Had some turnovers, yep.
They played the Chargers. Guess what happened there?
Yep.
Smoked them. Absolutely killed mm-hmm. them. So, you know, this team a month ago would have been like, yeah, they have no chance. Who cares? Whatever. You get to today and tonight with a win, it's like, yeah, this is kind of scary now. And because Lawrence is playing, you got to tip your cap to the guy. Because for a year and a half, we're like, really? This is the best prospect since John Elway or Andrew Luck? He needs to start showing us something. And boy, has he ever.
Yes.
He's got, what, 14 touchdowns to one INT going back?
To week 9, and he's number 1 in passer rating. He has been dialed in here, and they've won 4 of 6. Now, they did have that awful performance in Detroit, but other than that, he's been top-notch, and the team is playing well. 28 points against the Ravens, 36 against Tennessee, 40 last week in the win, and now 24 touchdowns on the season. And the other thing you have here is with the Jets, where the offensive line has issues now. Brown is hurt. They haven't been able to run the ball. They're also, their special teams have been shaky. There's been 3 punt returns on the season. Jets have allowed 2. Again, last week, where the Lions returned a punt. So, they're also a joke in prime time. The last time the Jets won a game in prime time, week 1, 2018.
All right.
Darnold beat the Lions on Monday Night Football. So, they've lost 7 in a row in prime time. Jacksonville, 8-1 overrun in road games. 8 of the last 9 have gone over on the road, too. So, there's that. But you had a 5-point move here. 42 down to 37 with the bad weather, cold, and rain.
Sure. When you look at some of the advanced metrics in this game, and we'll use EPA, expected points added per play here, the Jacksonville offense against the Jets defense, the Jacksonville offense are top 10 or top 12 in many categories. And they're like 7th overall in total EPA per play in the entire league for the season. They're 5th in pass EPA, right? And they have a bunch of other categories. Well, the Jets happen to be really, really good defensively in those categories. You know, like total EPA per play allowed, they're 6th. Passing EPA per play, they're 6th. Explosive pass percentage, with which the Jags have been really good on lately, including like last week, Zay Jones went nuts. The Jets are number 2 in the entire league. So it's really strength against strength in this game tonight. But here we have a couple of weaknesses, and you briefly brought it up there. Pro Football Focus, when they go over their unit rankings for each week, going into this week, they are rating the Jaguars' offensive line number 22 overall. Cam Robinson went down late against Dallas in week 15. Walker Little surrendered 4 pressures on only 19 pass-blocking snaps after he came into the game. And the Jets, they moved him down 7 spots overall to number 30. And they pointed out that every member of the line allowed multiple pressures against the Lions in week 15, with only 1 starter earning a Pro Football Focus pass-blocking grade over 55. And their line ranks 26th in Pro Football Focus run blocking with the grade on the season.
Yep.
So both teams are struggling in that. So what does that mean tonight?
Yep.
Are we going to see both quarterbacks under pressure? Could we see a strip sack? Could we see a fumble? Could we see, you know, a couple of INTs because of the pressure? Possibly.
Yeah. Well, that was the key early for the Jets defense, the takeaways. Now they've only had 1 in the last 5 games.
Yep.
I see the Lions didn't even throw once at Sauce last week, too. So, big injury with Robinson. Walker's out as well. Williams is back for the Jets. So is Davis. Mims is out. And I don't know what to expect from Zach Wilson, though. I mean, that's the other one. Which, you know, we know Lawrence was bad in the rain. Who knows what this kid's going to do in the elements?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that he's going to be... The targets will be there for the favorite now, the odds-on favorite to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes.
Garrett Wilson's going to get his targets tonight.
Right. Now, there's 2 reasons I love his prop. Number 1, he's had... he's gone over 78 yards 4 games in a row, and the prop is sitting there at 55.5. The other one is I think they want to get him the award, too. And now he's as high as $2 now to win offense, $230 to win offensive rookie of the year. And that's a guy you got to look to move the chains and throw the ball down the field. So I would think that guy gets not going to have 60 yards. Can't get 60 yards receiving.
Yeah, the prop across the board is pretty much 55 and a half. Might be a tick higher at some spots. I'm with you. No, I like it too. I think they're going to go to him plenty in this game tonight. Here's Doug Peterson, head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, talking about not. Hopefully, they don't have to, you know, dig themselves a hole and make a big comeback tonight.
As long as we win the game. I mean, yeah, we want to start fast, but we also say finish faster. And in these games, it might be a slow start, but we finish fast. You know, and again, the bottom line is winning the game. Right, I mean, every team out there wants to win the game, but it doesn't matter. It could be, you know, for 59 minutes, it could be ugly, and then 1 minute, it looks great, and you win the game. So, you know, bottom line is win the game.
Well, he is right, because now this is at home. They're on the road tonight,
yes.
But their last three home games, again, they trailed Las Vegas 17-0, came back to win. That was a huge game for Las Vegas, and they dropped the ball on that one. They trailed Baltimore 19-10 in the fourth. They scored 18 points to win 28-27, and they trailed Dallas 27-10. They scored 33 points in the second half at overtime to come back and win last week. So they could be dead for 2.5, 3 quarters, and then watch out what happens in the fourth quarter.
Yep, yep. The other thing is, again, I mentioned the issues and injuries with the Jets' offensive line. They haven't been able to run the ball. If they can't get Knight and company going, and then you got to put this kid in third and long, good luck, because they're 26th on third down, right? And you put Wilson in third down and long, it's going to be a long night, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more on the player props coming up in about 20 minutes. But it is, if the offensive line can actually block tonight for the Jets, Knight is in store for a pretty decent game, and that's based on what Jacksonville allows to opposing running backs. So I think the whole thing is fascinating. And if Lawrence somehow has another big game in the elements, and you know he is questionable, like you said, but assuming he plays here and it's raining out, like who's going to – Engram's been great lately. Zay Jones was – come on, last week to begin the Kirk. Fantasy football playoffs?
Yeah. Is Sauce on Kirk then?
I don't know. Do you go Kirk or do you go Jones?
I don't know,
Or do you just rotate it?
You're right. It's been different guys. What Engram did against Tennessee, too, when he went off. Lace them up, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Another bowl game today. Log in every single game day. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. Bet Rivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today to get on the action. It's a whole new game.
A lot to get into coming up next. Paulie's going to recap the betting action from last night and win some, lose some. For the first time in my life, I'm staying here at Circa this week, but for the first time in my life, I can tell you that I actually found a hot machine. We'll show you that and give you the details on that coming up next. And also, this had not happened in 30 years in college basketball. You're not going to get a bigger upset this entire year. More on that coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
First time in over 30 years, a team in college basketball won a game as a 30-point dog. Eastern Illinois beat Iowa. Some places didn't even have a money line up. I saw 27-1. I saw 30-1. Maybe a spot had one higher. They also were down 18-4 to start the game.
Oh, and they trailed at halftime.
And they were a 31.5-point dog, and they won the game. First time in over 30 years. Congratulations, 92-83.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one to find at a lot of books with the money line.
Apparently a fan came down and started yelling at the team, but play some defense. What is it? And they kicked them out.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he did that.
He should have said, I agree with you. Yes.
Right. Because we're talking about a 30-plus point favorite in college basketball the holiday week.
Yep.
Okay.
Good call. Yep. Coppin State, 10-1 on the money line. They were a 17-point dog. They beat James Madison in double overtime. Giddy up. Lafayette, 3-1. Surprised LaSalle. Hammered them, too. How about that? TCU, Utah over, 137 up to 141, 75-71. Idaho, Long Beach, 150 up to 155, 82-75. Lakers, Kings over, 237 up to 240, 134-120, Kings. Clippers, Hornets over, 225 up to 228.5, 126-105. Pacers, money line. What's going on with the Celtics? They lost at home again. We're down 30 at halftime to Indiana. Plus 350, Pacer money line.
Down by 30, you're exactly right. And I'm telling you, I said this yesterday, I want to find a yes-no on the Celtics for that division. Paul, they have a 2-game lead against the Nets, a 3-game lead against the Sixers, and the Knicks lost last night, but it's a 4-game lead over the Knicks.
Yeah, the one seed in the East, Boston's the one. Boston's a half game back. The Cavs are a game. The Nets are 2.5. What a race.
The Bucks are the one right now.
The Bucks are the one.
Bucks are the one, okay.
But yeah. You said division, but I'm yeah, looking at yeah. And then in the West, Denver and Memphis are tied for the one. Pelicans, Suns, Clippers, all a game and a half back.
Yeah.
This is crazy, right? Subscribe, be part of the team. Oh, one more. Boston College is plus 350 and upset Virginia Tech. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. Eclectic mix. We hit every demographic here. Look at this. Max Meyer, Caesars. Earlier this month at Caesars, Parsons was minus 2,000 for Defensive Player of the Year. Geno Smith was $8-9 for Comeback Player of the Year. And Dan Campbell and Kyle Shanahan were 100-1 for Coach of the Year. Campbell is now down to 2-1. Geno's even money. And Parsons is the dog. Bosa is the favorite now.
Oh, yeah.
That is incredible.
As we pointed out many times, there's way too much football left for these players to go off.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yep. Chris sent this in. Definitely a win some. One of the survivor entries on the Vikings last week also had Dallas against Houston, Kansas City in the wild game against Tennessee on Sunday night, Green Bay against New England in overtime. Remember, tie, you lose. And had New Orleans week one against Atlanta. I'd say he's living right. You're right, Chris. Thanks for the tweet and checking that out. That is nuts.
All five of those games?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Good for him.
All right. Good for you. Now, what happened yesterday? First time in your life? What do you mean, first time you found a hot machine? What does that mean? You've never...
Well, I've hit a jackpot, you know,
sure,
before.
Right.
I've hit, you know, a handful of jackpots.
Not many Royals, well documented.
So here's my plan last night.
Oh, hello.
I'm staying at Circa, and thanks to Derek Stevens, right, they put together this empathy package for those of us who got bounced before week four in Survivor. I was done in week two with four entries. So they gave people, you know, free stays if you wanted to take advantage of it before the end of the year.
Well, you didn't get one kicker? Oh, Christ.
No. Yeah. So I was meeting Mike Palm for dinner last night. I'm like, I'll go throw away $500 in the high limit here. Okay. And then, you know, whatever. So I sat down, and within an hour, I don't know how many videos we have up here right now.
Okay, the first one is 50 cents, Ultimate X.
No, the first one was 20. There you go. That's the first one.
Oh, that's
25
the first.
Cents. I hit a 15. And it was all four aces, right? Every single one was four aces that I got. That one was with a kicker right there.
Oh, okay.
So I get
three times.
So,
all right, there you go.
They gave me two. I held two. This is the third one that I hit. $2,400. This was a dollar machine, and I hit the aces up top times.
What is it? Two or three? I can't see.
It was times three.
Times three. Okay,
yep.
3,200.
And the one in the middle was the big boy at 3,600. I was dealt four aces, but I could not get a single kicker.
How frustrating is that?
I was dealt four aces with a six. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Just give me one kicker and
good,
we're going to be.
You.
And that was the one that paid 3,600. So all in all, the hand pays were, and this is all within, it was in an hour. Not
come
even,
on.
Not
and
even
it's
an
all
hour.
Aces?
And so
it's ridiculous.
The same. Every one was four aces. I'm playing double-double. I sat down. I played 25 cents. I popped it. I moved it to 50 cents. I popped it again.
Now that's
I said,
interesting.
I moved it to a dollar, and I popped it one more time.
A lot
I
just, of people
I
do that.
Pecking away at it.
If you hit, move it up. Very good.
So I ended up, you want to ask me what the tipping? It's your most important question single time.
Not on that.
Okay.
I don't go big on that with the.
Okay.
If it's a bartender and you're something like that, they're giving you drinks and service.
Okay. Nah. So I can't even tell you like how many four of a kinds. And I hit more four aces that did not have a kicker.
What?
Yes.
Well, perfect timing with the tournament in town, all the big players. I'm sure they were playing big and so
I had like 1,000 or so left in the machine after all these hand pays, right? I'm like, okay, I'm gonna play it down to like 500. Well, I played it down to like my last hand. Like literally, I was down to like $30. I'm like, oh, I just pissed away $1,000. The second to last hand, it would have been, here's four of a kind times four. More than 1,000. Three hands later, same thing. I went from my last hand back up to more than $2,000 before I could play.
Oh,
I mean, it was the hottest
God.
Machine I've ever personally played my entire
God.
Life.
Incredible. Well done. Lose some. Western Kentucky, South Alabama bowl game under 61.5 down to 57.5. 44-23, Western Kentucky. Mavs, T-Wolves over 227 up to 230, no good, 104.99. Ohio, Delaware under 140 to 135, not even close, 95.76. Couple dog videos, lose some. Ice involved today. Look at this. Oh,
oh.
Big fella. Okay. Went in and just jumped in the water, but he encountered the ice first and then went for ass over tea kettle. But he's okay. And he gets the...
got a jacket on. He's a hunting dog.
Yeah. Decoy, whatever.
Doses.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
Good job. He's okay. That's...
this guy. So
this guy's good. Coming in, coming up.
Okay.
Oh, ice. Oh, no, the ice. Whoops. Whoop. Whoop. Coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to go back this way.
I can't make it. He realizes this isn't going to work out.
As
he
far
starts
as
walking
I can make
the
it.
Other direction. That is awesome. He's coming up the sidewalk. And, oh, the ice got me. Bitter patter. I can't make it. Ah, that is good. Too good. Win some, lose some. Presented by BetRivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Win some, good news and bad news for people in Survivor yesterday. Tannehill likely out for the year. $6 million. Do you want Willis now? Oh, mama. 13 of the 14 had Tennessee still available, and that went from 8 down to 3.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Mike Palm about this last night.
Oh, my God.
Now, he went from, because 13 out of the 14 have the Titans left. He said maybe a couple use him now. And his point was, he was telling me last night, you cannot use this team in Survivor. With $6.1 million on the line with Malik Willis.
I'm sorry. They beat him in the first game. He had 50 yards passing. 17-10. Henry went for 220.
Did nothing.
McSorley's in. McCoy's out. Good news for people, Tampa Bay on Christmas.
I would say absolutely.
That's a big
That's
break.
Good news.
That's up to 7.5. I don't know what to do with the Foles thing. Ryan's out. I'll have more on this with the interception.
You know what I think it is? I think it's an upgrade.
You're probably right.
I think I really do believe that today.
Yeah.
I'm pondering the Colts in a contest play.
Wow.
Yep.
I want to lose some here. Did you see this quote? They asked Zach Wilson again about his confidence and what it was like to be benched for three games. He said, I think in my first year, I realize how much of a business this is. I played football my entire life for fun, and how fun is it? But sometimes it's more money, more problems. And for me, how can I bring that fun back? How can I just enjoy being here? Translation, they can't stand him. And the fans don't like him. They don't like him in the lot. More money, more problems.
Well, I like it. He's a young kid. I mean, that's a throwback reference to before he was even born.
Well, he also lives and breathes, and he realizes that. I mean, they have their Mike White T-shirts and how much that the players
that
love him.
That has to hurt a little bit, doesn't
sure
it?
Sure it does. Sure it does.
I mean, you see
and he knows
this.
What he did. Did you let the defense down? No. No. 3 points. They allowed 3 points, and they got beat. No.
I think maybe some players too realize where he came from. Didn't he come from like total upper crust family?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that probably, you know, that attitude might not, you know, go over very well in a locker room.
Yeah.
If he looks down his nose at other players, they're like, bro, you stink. You can't play. Knock it off.
Yeah. His uncle founded JetBlue? Is that right?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well,
there you go.
Yeah. Well, you would think that, you know, being a MILF hunter would help out, too. You get him some cachet and stuff.
To go over in the locker room?
Yeah, right.
You think that would balance it out a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That works out well for you, right? A lot of respect for people that might look at you a different way. And like, oh, boy, Paulie's okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him tonight, but I might regret it tomorrow. Because certainly I could see a couple interceptions. And again, I think he's in his own head, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, if I'm Jacksonville, take away Wilson and then, you know, good luck. Try to beat me some other way.
Yeah, I said this before.
Could be
Sam Darnold all over again. The ghost out there on the field.
Yes.
Up next, player props for tonight. You could probably win a bar bet with this. He leads his position in targets, catches, yards, and TDs over the past 3 weeks. Does it continue tonight?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Thursday night football betting preview up right now. VSiN.com. Betting splits, trends, data, Thule's takes on week 16. College Bowl betting guide as well. Armed Forces Bowl, Air Force, and Baylor. VSiN.com/bowls. And what's new at VSiN.com, Thule's takes as well. Get up there, VSiN.com.
More on tonight's game with the player props, and to expand on Trevor Lawrence lately, what he's been like. Since week 12, Lawrence leads the NFL in passer rating. He has thrown for 300-plus yards in at least three games, with at least three touchdowns in three of the four games overall. However, the Jets, they have surrendered zero or one passing touchdown in every game since week 4. That's how good this defense has been.
What do you think of the automatic move just because of cold and rain and a 5-point move on the total?
I don't think rain really affects much.
Yeah, right. Well, it affected Lawrence in the Philly game, but turnovers here would lead to points though too. That's the other thing. I don't want to go under 37 now. I mean, you missed it.
No, neither do I.
Do it.
No, if you miss that move,
you go. Oh, I go over right now.
So his yardage prop tonight is 214.5 combined. Yep. So everything's baked in here, right? The defense he's taking on and the weather. But it was Zach Wilson's 197.5.
Yeah, he was. I mean, the numbers looked good last week, but he didn't do much. I mean, the two long plays were, you know, the busted play late, the 4th and 18, 50-yard pass. And again, he scored 17 points against the Lions, which one of them, they were kind of gift wrapped after Campbell tried another silly 54-yard field goal and they had a short field.
Yep.
But that's, again, what kind of game plan is it? How bad is the weather? And are they looking more with the rushing attack and pounding the night?
Yep. We pointed out earlier that both offensive lines are kind of weak. In fact, Pro Football Focus ranks the Jets 30th with the offensive line going into this game. The Jags are ranked 22. I'll tell you right now, personally, I'm beginning a 2-week championship session in my one fantasy league.
Well,
it's a double week.
It.
How about that?
I like that.
I have Etienne on my bench as of right now. I could change. But I don't love him tonight. The Jets allow the 10th fewest rushing yards and 5th fewest touchdowns to opposing running backs. And in the last 7 games, only one team's runners have scored on the ground or in the air. And no runner has topped 86 yards since the Jets back in week 5. It's a very good defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the information is right there.
Okay.
All the numbers point that way.
Is this a playoff team if Hall didn't get hurt? He was having a great year.
Well, they probably had both winners for rookies of the year.
Probably had that. You're right. He was the favorite when he got hurt.
Yep. So consider what I just said about the Jets offensive line. Now, Zonovan Knight, and I'll give you this. This is from our buddy Paul Charchian's website, guillotineleagues.com. Charchian's coming up a little bit later on in the show. So, he had consecutive 100 total yard outings to start his career. They were both against pretty poor matchups. Well, guess what? Poor defenses. The Jags fit that category. They're allowing 138 total yards per game to opposing running backs, 10th most. Back-to-back opponents have run for more than 120 yards against this team, and 4 straight have scored rushing touchdowns. So, potentially here, against this team, it's a very good matchup for Zonovan Knight. The problem is, again, the offensive line, if you can trust it or not. You have that. The angle here through the air, Garrett Wilson. You think they're trying to get him offensive rookie of the year? I kind of think the same thing.
Well, plus, he's had 78 yards four games in a row, too.
Yep. And in Zach Wilson's last four starts, Garrett has produced games of 115, 95, and 98 yards. He did have a 12-yard stink bomb in there as well. You pointed this out, though, Paulie. He's notched at least 78 yards in six of his last seven. And recently, number one starting receiver, CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown, each went over 100 yards in the last three games against the Jags defense. There's that angle. Zay Jones coming off that three-touchdown performance last week. Four overall in his last two games. He has eclipsed 100 yards twice in his last four outings. However, the Jets secondary has surrendered only 13 passing touchdowns, tied for the second fewest on the entire year. And they think about this. They allowed one receiver to score from the Lions, the Bills, and the Vikings in their last three games. So we're talking about Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, and the Detroit passing attack. One receiver has scored against this defense in the last three. That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Here, to pay off the tease, here's the guy who you might want to go to war with tonight. And I can't believe the resurgence here with this guy's career. How about Evan Engram at tight end? Over the past six games, we talked about this with Lawrence, he's averaging 280 yards and 14 touchdowns, only one INT. Well, Engram leads all tight ends in targets, receptions, yards, and touchdowns over the past three games. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And tight ends have been able to perform well against the Jets' defense. They allow the 13th most yards and 8th most receptions overall. And don't forget, C.J. Mosley on the year has been okay, but he allowed big plays over the course of the season, and he gave up receptions of at least 20 yards in the last six games, including a 51-yard touchdown last week. So the matchup, he's hot, Engram is, and the matchup is there for that to continue in this game.
You could really have a big ticket cash for first touchdown of the game, too. There's several candidates here.
I would totally agree with that.
That could happen as well.
Now, we're running this down, and this is like, if this was in September and the weather was perfect, there'd be a scenario here we'd be getting points, but, you know, again, it's a totally different story potentially tonight.
I can't tell you how excited I am for this weekend. This is one of the coldest weekends in terms of what you have and how many games are affected by weather we're ever going to see. Go on. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When can you look at an entire slate of day of games and say weather, oh, you know?
Yeah, again.
I mean, this is nuts, and it starts tonight.
At one point this week, we had eight games on the NFL board where the total was below 40. I think it's now seven.
Right. Fascinating thing about that is, and it starts tonight too, and I look at it, but I know a couple of guys who study the interception props. What does that do? I mean, does the wind take the ball? Maybe you don't want to throw the ball as much, and what does that do? Like, for example, Zach Wilson is $2 tonight to throw an interception.
Wow.
But when you factor in the elements and wind and snow and rain and cold, not to mention you could have a perfect pass, but so damn cold, it's like catching a rock. And the guy, you know, wide receiver blows in and it's picked off.
Sure.
I mean, you could have a ton of turnovers Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, and that's when it comes to the quarterback props. We saw that with Lawrence moments ago, right? With better weather, I'm sure it'd be a little bit higher than where it is right now. Good defense again tonight.
Right.
But most of these quarterbacks that are playing in these games, they're not going to have very high totals.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, what do you think is going to happen in that Browns-Saints game?
Sure. And that's another. Yeah, we'll hear from Lombardi coming up. But that's another thing. You're not kicking 50-yard field goals with that. You know, that now that's like kicking a rock. That's a cement block.
Give me the
That's why what Gay did was so incredible Monday to make it from 55. You can't kick when it's this cold.
Oh, some coaches probably will.
They're out of their minds then. I mean, for Jeff, if this is very important with the totals. Four downs got to be in play. You're not kicking 50-yard field goals when it's 10 below. Stupid.
I'm trying to think of coaches right now who love kicking field goals if they're playing in any cold weather this week. Lions are playing in Carolina. Your boy Campbell loves kicking them from 50-plus. Hackett, they're playing it indoors against the Rams. Nothing he likes better than on the road being in a spot where he kicks a 60-yarder for the win.
Would Allen do it? Stefanski won't. He goes for it.
Yeah, he goes for it quite a bit.
Right, even though he's got a guy with a leg. But you can't be doing stuff like that.
No, that's definitely...
Bill's Bass has a big leg, but McDermott goes for it. He's aggressive.
Yep.
I mean, he's just, come on. Plus, it's also attack. Like, that's why I think not just what's happened the last four games. Henry should run all over the Texans. You want to tackle that guy in 5 degrees? How bruising and punishing he is. He runs angry.
Yeah, here's what I'd say about that game. I know. So Willis had 50 yards passing, you said, the first time they played?
Yeah, he was 6 of 10 for 50 yards.
I would put nine guys, forget eight, I'd put nine guys in the box and just say, hey, man, you're not going to beat us in the air. We know you can't beat us in the air.
Have a design package for him, too.
That's the thing.
Get him and run.
Here's what I would ask you. For people who can't wait to bet the Henry prop to go over, regardless of the number, do you think Willis takes away from the running yards from Henry? That's a possibility. Because he loves to take off, and they could design more stuff for him. Thinking, look, I mean, the Texans, I mean, you're grown adults here. You're embarrassed by this.
Yeah,
you have to have some pride.
Well, it also could be a Matt Patricia special too. It could be a ton of screen passes, which that guy coming downhill with blockers. Good luck. I would do that. I would do that ad nauseum.
Okay,
just screen him to death. Make it easy for the kid. I love him, by the way. I love them. Down to three. It's outrageous.
You love the Titans?
Is there a 5-point difference between Tannehill and Willis? But no, because I'll say Tannehill was compromised and couldn't even move Sunday. So what was Tannehill going to give you if he was even out there? At least Willis can move.
Are you concerned at all of how the Texans are playing the last couple of games?
I don't think that's going to work in the bad weather. No, they've showed some guts the last couple of weeks. That's, right?
They have.
I can't ignore the fact that a guy's had 200 yards rushing 4 straight games against you.
Okay, if you're still alive and survivor.
Yeah, this is.
Are you using them? Is it like a snap call? You're not going to consider another team?
Well, it depends. I mean, you don't have much to work with, though.
No, you don't. That's the key.
It's Cleveland. It's Minnesota. It's Pittsburgh. I'd take Tennessee over Pittsburgh.
How about the Minnesota number now? Up to 4.5
right,
in some spots.
I look at the Vikings. Right.
You would look at Pittsburgh, you said?
Well, because of the time of the game. I could do that, too.
Yeah, that's it.
No, how many guys, because Tennessee might lose. And then you're thinking, oh, my God, we're down to maybe 6 people,
right,
5 people.
Right.
And I can just, you know.
My ticket at that point is worth $1 million.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I could use the Pittsburgh game. But if I don't, not many people have them left. But I would think Minnesota or Minnesota, Tennessee, or Cleveland.
Up next, Michael Lombardi has a great angle on all of the weather games this weekend. You'll hear what he had to say yesterday here on Visa coming up on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace them up, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, College Bowl season, Baylor and Air Force tonight, 2 games tomorrow. Log in every single day. Receive a bet on behalf of Bet Rivers when you place a wager of at least $25. All the latest odds, lines, and boosts create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. Get in on the action. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
All right, some more here on the NFL this week. I do find, you know, you brought that up in the last segment. how many times ever have we had like a full card basically impacted by bad weather? You can think of playoff games where it's isolated, right?
Yeah.
That game in Green Bay a few years ago when the Packers hosted the Niners and Colin Kaepernick was on the team. And it was, we heard about, it was like the coldest temperatures ever in the state at that time. And you could see it in that game. And all their faces were like super red.
Coughlin.
NFC now, that was another one.
Favre, yeah.
Another one.
The cold got to Favre in that one.
Favre looked like Rudolph.
Yeah.
So this is Michael Lombardi yesterday on his program, the Lombardi Line, which you can get weekdays at 9 a.m. Pacific time, noon Eastern, right here on VSiN. And he talked about, you know, situations here with bad weather.
Even though we're in a league where we go for it on fourth down constantly, fourth down's in play in a lot of situations. You know, I mean, Stefanski has fourth down in play all the time, but in most situations, you know, you're not going to try a 50-yard field goal. I mean, I thought it was a hell of a stat they gave the other night, you know, of when Matt Gay went up to kick that long field goal. There's only been like one made over under 30 degree in Green Bay. Like, that's a hard ball to kick in that weather. And then you had 25-mile-an-hour winds with freezing cold, no chance. So going into the year, Cleveland has attempted 35 fourth down plays. 35. Okay, that's more than one a game they're doing it, all right? So, and they've converted 57%. They've only converted 20 of them. Their opponents have only attempted 14. So they've doubled their opponent output on fourth down. This game will be a four down play game. So as you're getting prepared to go into the game, you're saying to everybody, guys, first downs are going to happen, and they're going to be, it's four down game. Because if we have to punt into the wind, what advantage are we gaining?
It's a great angle.
Yes.
I mean, a punt is maybe going to be off the table for a lot of these situations. Like, what do you do on fourth and three from the opponent's 31-yard line in really bad weather? You trot the guys, get out there, come on, put three on the board. Well, it's not that easy. It's freezing. It's windy.
Oh, you're going. Yeah.
You're
not kicking that. I'd say no. I'm not kicking that.
And even I wonder, like, if it's going to be, he's right, because if you're, let's say you're pushed back a little bit more than that, you're at the 40. Do you punt? You might have a 9-yard punt. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You're not moving the ball. They're probably not going to move the ball. You might get it right back.
It's going to be wild. Wild. And another angle here we'll get to with props. Here's another one with Lombardi on the challenges offenses face in cold weather.
It's a field position game. It's all about field position. It's about when do we take a chance. And it's hard to throw the ball with the wind behind you to judge it. It really is. It's hard for quarterbacks. Do I lay it out there? Do I not? Is the wind going to take it? Is it two clubs? Is it a three-club wind? I mean, what is it?
And
tough for the caddies, too. If I'm Dennis Allen, I would probably be more – I would utilize – Taysom Hill more in this game. It's a more of a Taysom Hill game than an Andy Dalton game. It's more of a six-back attack game than it is a standard play the regular. Like, I would put Taysom Hill out there and maybe put Dalton in on occasion, but I would try to run the six-back attack because I got to keep the ball on the ground, and I would have a lot of single-wing plays in the game.
Okay, keep your eye on that for player props in that game on Sunday or Saturday. That's a biggie, and I think he's exactly spot on with that. I was looking at fantasy matchups and other stuff for this week. I'm like, what is Dalton going to look like against this Browns defense? Well, he probably won't have as many opportunities because you have to use Taysom Hill in a spot. That's why you have the guy.
Well, the Bears' angle's easy. The Bears just want to run it anyways. They don't want to throw. They're worst passing attack, number one in rushing. Well, what's it going to be like for Allen and company throwing the ball? But that it helps that he has a rock, you know, a laser, throws a great arm. So that maybe that doesn't affect him. But again, it comes down to how windy it is. And that'll be wild to watch on Saturday. But the kicking angle, too. I mean, it'd just be absolutely asinine to try long field goals.
Oh, there's a chance, Paulie, where when we're watching the games this weekend, people are going to be screaming across the country. Like, what are you doing?
Right, right. Remember, it was a long time ago, but we once watched a Patriot game in Buffalo. They tried a field goal, and they said, well, enough of that. It was wide left and wide right on the same kick.
On the same kick.
It was that windy. So... not that that'll happen Saturday, but that's what Michael's right. That's what you're up against trying these long field goals when it's 5 degrees.
Yep. Let me give you this. This is from Steve Mackinnon, who comes up with a lot of great betting angles and systems. And you can read him at VSiN.com. He's got 14 betting systems for the last 3 weeks of the regular season right now at VSiN.com. I also tweeted this out at Mitch Moss Radio. Here's one in particular. It's number 9. Late season Saturday games have been rough for NFL hosts going back. They're only 6-12 straight up and 3-14-1 ATS. That's only 17% in the final 3 weeks of the regular season since 2017. Paulie, that includes 0-10 ATS as favorites. That's late season Saturday home teams. They have been abysmal. And now you're looking at where you have a full slate. This really puts the system to the test this week because we generally don't get this. I mean, we only get what, Christmas landing on Saturday or a Sunday once every, 6 years or so? So it goes back to 2017. It's been a disaster. And maybe some of this makes sense, right, where the players are all going to be at home. They have families. It's Christmas. They have kids. Is everything going to be okay? You'd rather be on the road in a spot like this. But that has been a disaster for home teams where you only get a couple Saturday games every year going back. But this year, because of the abnormal schedule landing spot here, you're going to get a full slate on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
0-10 is home favorites going back since 2017.
Good numbers. Good research.
It doesn't mean you can't rush out to bet against every single home favorite this week, but it's something to keep an eye on for sure.
So you said keep an eye on this when Mills was in bet. Back into the lineup for Houston, and one book had 14-1 up, most interceptions. Now what happens is Ryan is benched. Before the Matt Ryan news at DraftKings, most interceptions, Ryan was the favorite plus 130. He has 13. Mills was plus 225. He has 12. Carr was 10-1. He has 11. Cousins and Allen were 12-1. They have 11. Fields 15-1. He has 10. Mahomes also has 11. And now you take the leader off the board, and who knows if he plays again, what this means. And now you're doing, you got Mills coming in and out of the lineup with a quarterback carousel. What a race this is. And let me know what you guys see now on the league, on what the odds are for most interceptions. Because now I looked yesterday, DraftKings took it off the board after the Matt Ryan news.
Right.
But this is wild on this prop who's going to throw the most picks.
I said earlier in the week I would take a peek at Kirk Cousins when he was 12-1. I mean, based on game flow and how bad the defense is and this team falling behind and he's thrown 50 times a game, okay. And he's only, two off the lead, might not be bad.
Right. Well, consider the other guy might not play again. I know. Right. To lead in receiving yards, Jefferson's minus 330, Hill's plus 210. He's up like 60 yards on him.
That's way too heavy.
That's crazy.
It is. He can't be 330 to win this. And I hope that he does because I have him at 20-1 for Offensive Player of the Year, but that's way too high.
Yeah. And do the Vikings sit him in Week 18 with nothing to play for?
Not if he's going to go for 2,000 yards.
Okay. And then you also see the reception prop. Who will have the most receptions? He has 111. Hill has 109. Jefferson minus 125.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it's 16-23 to 15-29. What a race between these two. What
kind of game do you think Hill has on Sunday against the Packers?
I think he goes off big. He was disappointed in himself and felt he let the organization down Saturday. And he has to do a better job. And I think Hill goes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He better. Season's on the line. Got to have it.
Time now for your pro tip of the hour. Bad weather impacts more than just the side and the total on games. Kicking props could be directly affected as teams won't settle for as many long field goals. You just heard Michael Lombardi point that out not that long ago. And you can find at some books, every single game will post a 6.5 or maybe even a not going to find too many 7.5s out there this week for kicking points per individual kicker, but might be an angle to consider there. Because again, in some of these games where coaches love going for it on fourth down, if they get in that situation, do you really want to trust this guy in freezing cold temperatures with maybe high winds to go out there for a 39-yarder or a 45-yarder? Probably not. You're probably going to go for it. So that's the pro tip of the hour. Available for subscribers at vsin.com. We do one every hour here, so that means at least 20 every day. And VSIN Pro subscribers can get them all at the website and sort them by sport and by show. How surprised were you by that result last night in the bowl game? Western Kentucky spanking.
Yeah, it was a late South Alabama touchdown, too.
So up next, we'll go down that path. Brad Powers is going to join the program, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper. He has a ton of bets this week. Which bets does he still like today? Which bets does he regret? We'll ask him coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.